You'll be standing in front of wind machines to simulate the rush of the train speeding by, and we don't want your clothing to blow away.
The guy says as he leads us up to one of Chicago's elevated train stations. It's so cold. I'm already shivering. And doubting my decision to be here, as I've often doubted my choices since X ended our marriage. Just because he didn't love me or want me doesn't mean no one else will. Just because he didn't love or want me doesn't mean no one else will. Just because he didn't love or want me doesn't mean no one else will. Third time's the charm to get me to believe that. Today.
The train will come by as the camera rolls on its dolly track behind you. As violent winds blow, imagine you can see superhero and his nemesis in the train. We want to see lots of surprise. Now, please turn your backs to the machines so you can get used to the force of the wind.
We turn our backs to the round, dark red machines resembling huge spotlights. With a noisy whoosh, they spew air. Laughter ensues as powerful gusts buffet us. I fight to stay upright. My curly hair blows straight up.
Rehearsal's up!
We rehearse without the train. The end of the shot focuses on me looking at the woman to my left, with the camera lens directly behind us. Will my windblown hair block my face?
Reset!
After another rehearsal, my hand and feet warmers have already failed. How much more freezing can I take? Adam Markham gets off his high canvas chair with the movie logo embroidered on the back in bright yellow and his name on the front and comes over to us. My surprise is real, because usually the director talks to the assistant directors, or ADs, not extras. The second AD, or sometimes the first, passes on what we're supposed to do. Almost everyone wears earphones and microphones, so you don't always know who's telling what to whom. His furry hood covers most of his narrow face, but I glimpse light blue eyes as he looks at me. My heart starts to race. A famous award-winning director has noticed me. Will he pluck me from obscurity? Will I be upgraded to a slightly better role and higher pay? Or will he even give me a line, a boon bestowed on rare occasion?
I don't like the way her scarf is blowing.
The director walks down the row of extras and borrows a dark green, fringed wool one from some guy. For a second, the guy's face perks up. I know he thinks he's going to be moved to a better place in the shot. My place. But Adam, if I may be so bold, just wants his scarf. I put it on, and a wardrobe person safety pins it to my coat.
Rolling!
A voice calls.
Rolling! Rolling!
Several people echo.
Pictures up. Background. Action!
Leaning over the wind machines as the train rolls by, I and the others brave icy blasts. My hair and the borrowed scarf blow straight up. The cold has pierced my coat and layers, so I'm shivering harder. I know my nose is bright red. The woman beside me jumps up and down. We endure a few more takes. Adam comes toward me again. My heart starts pounding again. Why an intelligent person such as myself gets nervous because a famous movie director approaches is beyond me, but I can't seem to help it. I hope I'll get to do something good and fear I did something wrong at the same time.
Will you step out of the shot, please?
He asks. My stomach drops. I do fear I've done something wrong. That even as a train platform standing in the freezing cold extra, I'm not good enough. I move to the side and watch forlornly as they do more takes. All these people crammed into such a narrow space doing their best for Superhero 9, except me. A few minutes later, Adam comes over. I can't help it. I perk up, just like Scarf Guy. The director of a major motion picture actually left his chair to find me.
You can come back now. It wasn't the same without you.
A wave of joyous warmth washes over me. How nice is that? My day is made. Later, we're working on a different shot on the other side of the platform. Adam comes over yet another time. I suck in a breath.
Great reaction.
My face is probably so red from the cold, he can't tell I'm blushing. It's the wind making my eyes tear up. The Adam Markham probably won't remember me or those shots. For him, just two of many in one movie of many. But I'll never forget how nice he was. The way he knew how to make an extra feel like an actor. Feel talented and special. On the drafty train platform, inspiration hits me hard as a wind machine gust. If Adam Markham thinks I do a good job on camera, maybe others will too.